Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thank you for joining us for Empower Wichita. I'm your host, Miranda Watkins. And right now, I got my girl in here, Julie Prater, is in the studio. And it's time for one of my favorite events. It is time for Polo on the Plains with Kids Cope. Yes. So this is a fourth annual one.
It is. We're so excited.
So the first year that this went on, I was lucky enough to come and hang out. And now we are 4 years in. The amount of time and effort that goes into planning this event is so intense. Shout out to everybody that helps with Kids Cope, that helps with Polo on the Plains. It is not a small undertaking. If you guys have never been, this happens at the actual Polo Club grounds. There is a legit polo match that happens. It is like Kentucky Derby meets Pretty Woman meets polo everything. Yes. And this year, it's going to be more awesome than ever. So tell me about it.
Well, thank you, Miranda, for having us. And you're exactly right. So we go down to Hayesville to the polo fields, and it is literally a field. So we bring everything in, whether it's tents, electricity, water, bathrooms, you name it. We transform this place to something you would see on the East Coast. It is super fun. The dress is, women are in big hats, men are in their seersucker suits.
It really looks like a movie set. It really does. Because everyone is just so done up. And the white tents are out and the polo players are there. It really did feel like we were somewhere else. Like we weren't in Kansas at that point.
And that's what we kind of wanted to do. We wanted, when we started this 5 years ago planning, and the five of us, or the four of us, are Sheila Tigert, Aramy Porter, and Stephen Clark, and myself. We wanted to bring to Wichita something that hadn't been done.
Yeah.
And so we feel like we've done that. And it has, it's a great following. It's something different. It's the polo match. And the biggest thing is we're doing this for Kids Cope and bringing necessary funds to this great organization.
And you've had a lot of involvement with Kids Cope. You know about the work that they do. And we haven't had the chance to have you guys on in a lot of months. So can you kind of give me the rundown of just what Kids Cope does for our community?
Absolutely. So Kids Cope is a nonprofit organization here in Wichita, and it's a center for grieving children and their families. And what it provides is peer support groups, I should say, for children and their families. And those families have suffered a loss from someone or someone in their family or someone close to them by death. So if, someone in their life has died, then they can come to our support groups. These groups are free of charge, so we don't charge the family anything to come. That's the big thing. I mean, when it was started back in 2000, so it's been around for 17 years, we've actually seen over 4,000 people come to our doors. Yes. We get those families from every background, all over our city, and even some smaller towns and communities around. And they come in once a week for 8 weeks and attend these groups. It makes a huge difference to their life. So if they've had that person die, the absolute last thing you want to do is be at Kids Cope. But once you cross that doorway and come in and you see what it's all about and you feel the healing, which happens immediately, you're glad that we're there.
There's a lot that goes into the work that you guys do and how you interact. But one thing that I really loved when I got to visit Kids Cope was there's so much art everywhere and so much expression.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was really cool because you know, for a lot of different families, talking about grief is a very hard subject.
Oh, yeah.
And processing grief can be very difficult. But you guys have really found a cool way to incorporate art and expression into this therapy. And it's just been really neat. What are the best ways that if someone's listening and they're like, okay, so this is definitely our family, or I know someone that could really benefit from this, what's the best way that they reach out to you guys?
Well, okay, so there's several things. The first is calling Kids Cope directly. That's probably the easiest way is to call. And that's the number's 316-263-3335. And you will get in contact with either Kathleen or Dusty, who's there, and they can get everything in motion mm-hmm. for you for the next steps. Or you can go online if you want to check out the website. It's kidscope.org, and that's kids with a Z, COPE.org. And then we're also on Facebook. So Woohoo. You can find us there. So, yeah, there's several different ways. I'm sure you'll put it up on your website.
Of course.
Of course. And you know, what happens is we at Kids Cope is here for Wichita mm-hmm. when you don't even realize it. So what happens is you live your life, you're going to hear this today. And then you may not know somebody today, but guess what?
You
will. Death is going to happen to you or someone who you know, and we are a resource for our community.
Mm-hmm. And it's so true because it's one of those things where you don't want to think about it, but when it does happen, you guys are there willing and ready.
Well, yeah, and it is hard. You mentioned, how do you even talk about it?
Yeah.
How do you even start that subject? And even for someone like me who has been around this organization for many years, and I was associated with one down in Texas, it's hard.
Yeah.
What do you say when someone dies? I mean, who knows?
There's
I mean,
just a loss of words. You want to express that you're sorry, and you want to say all these things, but nothing comes out.
No, and all, you know, the one thing that you can do is just let them know that you're there.
Yeah.
And it does suck. I mean,
it does.
It's horrible.
There's no way around it.
There's nothing good about it. And I don't care how that person died. There's not an easy way to die, period.
No,
not
nothing.
At all. Every situation is hard, even when it was expected, when it's not expected.
Mm-hmm.
There is no easy way about it.
And there's so many different ways to process it.
Yes.
You know, we all handle it differently. There's always ways that it comes at us. And, you know, if there's anything that I've kind of learned through losing a few people in my life is that there are so many different ways that we all handle this.
Yes.
Some people bottle it up. Some people want to talk about it 24/7.
Right.
Some people want to fluidly let it out in a creative outlet. Some people want to express themselves with writing or with sharing. We're all so different in how it hits us in that finality. And the cool thing about Kids Cope is you guys are just there. Like, okay, let's get you in the door and let's get going. Like, how can we make this process bearable?
Right. And along those lines, each age group grieves differently because of the developmental stage that they
yes.
may be in. So if you look at that, that's why we have peer support groups, because they are with their peers. So we know we may be following a curriculum each week that every age group is studying memories or whatever, but the activity that we do, which mm-hmm. is an art-based activity,
which is so awesome,
goes back to how that age group or that developmental group can understand it, process it, and make sense for them.
Yes.
And it's beautiful to see, because we see families who come in when someone has died, and then they come back maybe a year later,
mm-hmm.
you know, we don't put a time limit on it, but they will come back because maybe those kids are a little bit older. They're processing things differently. Maybe an anniversary happened. Maybe another death has happened.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe there was a father-daughter dance and dad wasn't around.
And this triggered.
And it triggers it. So that's what Kids Cope does. We help in those times.
And you guys are around at those times when I think it hits the hardest after everyone's left, mm-hmm. after all the food's been dropped off, right. after the funeral's over, right. because tragedy happens and you're very busy all of a sudden.
Yes.
And then when it's all over and right. all the guests have left and all the out-of-town family's gone home, to me, it hits the hardest at that point. And you just think, where do I go? What do I do? This is right. here now, and it's not going anywhere.
And a lot of times we hear and we see and people tell us that they've just kind of been in a daze or a fog and kind of just, you know, they were in the hospital for, you know,
yeah.
however long or not. And then, you know, they have to get through the funeral or, you know, and then
yeah.
everybody leaves, just like you said. And then all of a sudden it's a month or two down the road and you're like, oh, my goodness.
So this happened.
Yeah.
yeah.
So it's you know, and we've got our staff is trained to help those folks. Also, our volunteers who run these support groups are trained as well. So they know how to pick up on cues to help the families as well individually.
And with all this that you guys do and all the work and all the ways that you help, you guys have this event that's coming up
yes.
that is really where all the money's going. This,
right.
this is what we're raising money for.
Absolutely.
And it's a really fun event, though. So it's a way to, you know, especially when it gets nice outside, you want to get together with your friends. You want to have some fun. You end up going out. You spend money. This is where your money goes.
Absolutely.
Your money's not going to some blind bank account. Your money is going straight to Kids Cope. It's helping kids here in Wichita. So when you hear about Polo on the Plains, when you're writing out that check, you know it's going to this. It's going to help kids process grief. It's going to families that need that moment of that positivity right now to start healing. And it's just a really cool thing that, you know, a night or a day to get dressed up and to feel swanky and to have some good memories, it's going to help other people. It's a really cool thing. So if you're
super fun,
if you're it is so fun. And I've gone before and I've had a blast. I was so bummed last year when I was pregnant because I couldn't go. I couldn't waddle around. I just couldn't. It was like right. days before my due date. But this event, if you're just joining us, this is going to happen this year. Polo on the Plains.
Yes.
All the money raised goes to help Kids Cope. And it's going to happen at the Fairfield Polo Club. And this year, it's June 11th, 2017. Gates open at 2:30, the event starts, and then the match begins at 4, and then the trophy presentation is at 6. It's going to be gorgeous outside. You can get dressed up. The entire event is just completely and totally, like, to the nines. It's awesome. And this is all happening, like, here. It's happening in our city. You can go to this, like, cool event and feel like you're, you know, on the set of Pretty Woman. And it's all, I love that it's just all here and it's done by people from our town.
It is. And we do have a Pretty Woman contest.
Oh!
So, a hat contest. So,
I love it.
So we ask all the ladies with the hats out there. And, you know, the cool thing about this is, you know, we do want to have fun. We wanted to bring something different, but we do want to raise funds for Kids Cope.
Yeah.
And so we have an auction. This year we're doing a silent auction on BidPal, which is on your phone. So this is a little bit different. So we'll be able to walk everybody through. But it's, again, great trips, great prizes that you're going to want to do.
Mm-hmm.
We have the chance to win a Rolex that's provided by Randy Cooper's
Hello.
Fine Jewelry. And she has been gracious every year. And Rolex has done this for us. And
that's awesome.
Yes. And it is beautiful. It's a men's watch. It's gorgeous. And we have different prizes. Like, we'll have a prize for the ladies for the hat contest, and then we have a Dapper Dan contest for
Cute.
The men, and the men look good. The women look good. The men look good.
I mean, I'll stare at the men, but you know what I mean? We talk about the guys just because, you know, we're proud of them. They look good.
They
we like
look
it.
Good.
We like it.
Come on out and just see. I mean, it's super fun. We do it on a Sunday,
mm-hmm.
And it's going to, like you said, it's going to start at 2:30. Well, you know, gates open. We encourage you to come out, get registered, come through the registration tent, and then the match will start at 4 o'clock, which will be really cool. We're trying to do it a little bit later in the day, so it's
yeah.
not as hot. We're also flipping the field. There's actually
Ooh.
Two fields. You probably didn't even realize it.
I did not know that.
So it will, the sun won't be beating down. Now, that's also...
Love it.
I know, right?
Love it.
That's also if... the weather cooperates.
Okay.
And we can do that. But the other thing that we're doing that's new this year is we've got cabanas.
I saw this on your website.
Yes.
I love it.
Okay, so we did it last year, but this year it's really taken off. And so we've got friends that have jumped in and said, hey, we get 12 tickets. Let's all go in and get a cabana. And with that cabana is you get, you know, bar service. And
hello.
I know. And you get to enjoy the game. And it's just kind of a gathering place for your group that's reserved in yours.
And so you have a spot. You have a place to chill and hang out. You have private food and bar service. You get 12 tickets. You get a VIP parking spot. You get some swag bags. I mean, this is very Vegas. This is very cool.
No, it's really cool. It's cool. And that's what we want. We want it to be kind of fun. And all of our sponsors have been so generous and providing those dollars and those things to make this entire event happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, another goal that we wanted was for people in our community to know about Kids Cope.
Yeah.
And so we don't get it's not the typical event where you can sit and really talk about Kids Cope out there.
Mm-hmm.
But we want people to know that Kids Cope exists. This is why we're buying a Rolex Chance that day or getting the cabana. Is for those funds to go back to Kids Cope so we can continue to give this service for free. And
you guys are so awesome.
Hopefully expand out and do school programs. You know, it all depends on time and if we've got available resources to go out and do that. We have done that in the past. It was difficult to juggle the groups at home or at our place and school because there is such an incredible need. Mm. And we know that, and we're working hard to try to figure all that out. So this is just one way that you can help in getting those available resources.
The money goes to such a good cause. But if you're listening and you're like, oh, we're going to be out of town June 11th, that's okay. You can still make a donation to Kids Cope. There's lots of ways that you can help. So be sure to check it out. Just go to kidscope.org. It's KIDZCOPE. You can go to that website. You can find out ways that you can help. You can donate. Mm-hmm. You can find out information on perhaps services if you have someone or know someone that you would like. Maybe you're listening for yourself. You can find out that information. If you want to get the tickets to Polo on the Plains, you better hurry with a quickness because there's everything from the tickets to joint tickets to getting to be a sponsor. Or if you want to reserve one of those cabanas, they're going to go quick. So be sure to check out their website. Now, you can go to this and find out info on Facebook. You can find out info actually also at kidscope.org. And you can click on the events that they've got going on and the About Us. You can find Polo on the Plains on Facebook. There's just a lot, and there's a lot of ways that you can get in touch with them. If you have any questions or concerns, you can call 263-3335. Did I say three too many times? Yep. Three threes and a five. You can call that number and get to them. But Polo on the Plains is going to be an awesome event, and it is happening on June 11th, and it's going to be at the Fairfield Polo Club, Polo on the Plains, fourth year that it's going on. So you got 38 days to get to this.
Oh, wait, do we have a countdown?
We do have a countdown. It just like got real, didn't it?
Oh, it did.
Well, I want to thank you, Julie, for being on
the
air with us.
Thank you for having us.
And of course, if you want to find out more about Kids Cope or Polo on the Plains, we'll have this interview up on our website at power935.com. Just click on the Empower tab and look for Kids Cope Polo on the Plains. All this info will be waiting for you. So you better get your tickets. Get there, make your plans, get your hat. It's a really good time. And Kids Cope is a wonderful organization, and this just goes to help so many different families in our community. So be sure to get your tickets now. Hurry it up. We got stuff to do, so get it going, and we will see you at this event. So thanks so much.
Thanks, Miranda.
We got more coming up for Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.